In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, let us join in prayer. Almighty God, dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for all thy gifts, and we thank thee for thy beautiful summer, and we thank thee for the dear homeland, of which 100-year independence we celebrate now. We thank thee for the independence and freedom we have in this country to confess our faith and to proclaim your word. We thank thee for this anniversary of the 500 years of the Reformation. We thank thee for the summer services where we can hear thy holy word and meet our dear friends. And we thank thee for thy dear kingdom. And we thank thee. And thou hast blessed the preparation work and the workers of these services. And give thy word and the invitation and the words of grace to thy speakers. And these we pray through thy dear Son, through the Lord Jesus Christ, our Father, who art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Dear Bishop, respected Bishop Kari Mäkinen and Kaarlo Karliala, dear guests, dear service guests, dear brothers and sisters, near and far, and all of you who have come from abroad, and through those who are with through the medium, on behalf of the SRK, we wish you all welcome to the Pori Summer Services. For my words, I will read from the first book of Romans 16 and 17. I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is power of God, and it brings salvation for all those who believe, first to the Jews and then to the Greeks. There the righteousness of God comes through faith unto faith. For it is written that we shall live through faith. This year, it will be 500 years after Luther presented his 95 theses against. With these theses, he shook the foundations of the doctrine of the church. And he asked a basic question of Lutheran Church. We cannot buy or earn our salvation with our money or work. We can get our salvation, gain our salvation only through the gospel and grace of God. Only through faith and only through grace and only through the sake of Christ. This portion of Romans opened the words to Luther, we can be acceptable to God only through grace and not through works. When he was able to believe the gospel for himself, he fought for it bravely, even with the words of the curse of the church. And he writes in his writings that we can read even 500 years afterwards. Paul, when he wrote these words, he had experienced the same And he says that he is not ashamed of God's grace and gospel, for he had received it through Ananias, a Christian. He had fought for the law. He had found salvation that was acceptable for God. He could not be quiet of his faith. He had to suffer rebuke when he preached the resurrected God, which was offending to the Greeks and craziness to the Greeks. When he wrote these words, he was going to preach the gospel to Rome, where he suffered a martyr death. Why weren't Paul and Luther ashamed of the gospel? Because they had experienced themselves that it was the power of God. They had changed their lives. And we in this time, we endeavoring brothers and sisters, we have experienced the same. We have received power to live in faith in this time. Strength to fight against sin, and strength to confess our faith, and strength to invite others to join the kingdom and to have their sins forgiven. The gift of faith has given us salvation and the hope of eternal life. We have come to hear this word of God. It gives us food for the future and the journey. Paul preached of the gospel to different cultures and through the pressure of different people. Now we live in the midst of this kind of world where the gospel of Christ is an offense to some and craziness, foolishness for others. Not in different countries far away, in different religions, but also in our home country and in our own families. In the midst of hard discussions, can we defend the gospel and the life that follows? Can we hold on to God's word, which is according to the Reformation of the Bible, which is the highest word? We receive the strength, like Luther and Paul, from the gospel. We proclaim in the summer services, we proclaim the gospel in the familiar words, in Jesus' name and blood. In Jesus' name, not in our own names of the proclaimer, but through the words of the sender, the resurrected, in the name of Jesus. We proclaim it in Jesus' blood, not through our own sacrifice and our own merits, but in that atonement blood of Jesus. When the resurrected Jesus sent out his disciples, he sent us also, you, children and youth, of which are many here with your parents, to proclaim this forgiveness, this joyous gospel message. Jesus said, take the Holy Spirit. The sins that you forgive, they are forgiven unto them. With this authority, I am encouraged, as a weak servant of Christ, say unto you, for you in the midst of troubles and tribulations who have come here, and those who, due to obstacles, who have stayed at home, you can be of a comforted mind. All your sins are forgiven in Jesus' name and blood. You can own this gift unto peace and joy and happiness. Paul says, the kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. We can rejoice of this gift. Jesus first said to seek, and the most important message, to seek the kingdom and its righteousness. We have prepared these summer services with that prayer of hope that everyone, the person who is seeking a stable base, would find the kingdom and peace, happiness, and joy for their life's journey. On behalf of the board of the SRK, I thank those people responsible, the area of Satakunta, Pirkanmaa, Kantahame, and Varsinais-Suomi, the 12 RYs of the great work that they have done. You have done an incredible amount of voluntary hours. You have done your work with a joyful mind, not demanded or required, but with a good mind. Many of you have served in your voluntary jobs for the most part of these services. Thank you for your voluntary work, dear brothers and sisters. And on behalf of the board of the SRK, I thank the cities and municipalities of the surrounding area and all the congregations, all the business and authorities and private people who have supported in some way this summer services. God will reward your work and your givings. And above all, we thank the Heavenly Father. You have done well to come here. Dear service guests, welcome.